on their way, here to slay, but they need some help.
Welcome back to
Emmy and Ian need help.
Fuck off. It might look like we're like in the basement of a random office building.
Guess we are.
Some things happen sometimes.
Sometimes
unpredictable things.
Yeah. Sometimes you think that you've won the sweepstakes, and sometimes you realize that it was a scam.
Yeah, our Disney sweepstake for our podcast
is over.
Yeah, we didn't read the fine print, so we got kicked out. We got booted.
Anyways, So if you look behind us on the screen, I don't know where the fuck the remote went. You know, we had that like really like beautiful, like amazing, like super pretty, like
we had like a great set. It was like super like there was lighting and like
Okay, whatever. Who cares? We had a great...
How long has it been? 4 weeks.
It's been 4 weeks, probably five, since you heard us.
I can't turn it off. This is... Stop. It doesn't turn off like that.
Me and Emmy are already fighting.
I don't know how to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while, guys. There was a bump in the road. So basically, I was out and about. Emmy,
sorry. I thought it's... Okay.
I was just out and about having a little key. I was at Tari Yummy's birthday. And I mean, don't point to the fucking sodium on the Red Bull.
105 milligrams of sodium.
I mean, come on. We can't go that far. Anyways, I was out and about. Emmy was out of town. We were scheduled to film our podcast, which we love, at our very beautiful, like super bougie mansion. We were so excited.
We used to take all the snacks.
Yeah.
All the juice.
We would steal all the snacks. It was amazing. A beautiful mansion. Now we're in a basement because I was at a party, really drunk. And then all of a sudden, like, someone comes up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, what happened? Like, so sorry about your podcast. And I was like, what do you mean what happened to our podcast?
Why are you sorry?
I was like, are you sorry because it's, like, doing so bad? No, I'm kidding. I was like, why are you sorry? And then this person was like, oh. And then... they were like, you don't have one anymore. And I was like, are you sure? And then I started freaking out. And then Jenna was at the party too. And I was like, hey, Jenna, like, what the fuck is happening? I started texting at me, like, freaking out. And then I kept, like, bothering Jordan, who's behind the camera right now, because we're at his office in the basement. And I was like, hey, like, what's going on? And he was like, no, like, we have it under control. Like, it's just rumors. Like, it's totally just rumors. And I was like, no, like, it seems like it's definitely not a fucking rumor. And then next thing you know, it's canceled, but it's not anymore. So we had a little...
It's not anymore.
We were having problems. Like, I don't really know. This feels so odd.
I feel like a sim.
I feel like...
Basically, they said no. And we said,
please?
Oh, well, and then we were like, okay. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And now we're in the basement. So life has crazy turns.
Sometimes
we might go on a cruise.
Oh yeah, we might go on a cruise.
We're gonna buy it from a grocery store.
Yeah, BJ's the grocery store. BJ's the grocery store. You can get some really good cruises. It's a fucking nightmare.
Give us a second. There's a bump in the road every once in a while, and we have to unbump it.
Girl,
we have
this
to
is a big
smooth
fucking
out the
bump.
Smooth out the pavement.
This is a giant Hello Kitty sized pop it bump. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, what have you been doing since last film?
I don't know.
I have been so suicidal. No, I don't think I can say that. Not like actually, I'm not going to kill myself. It's like not that serious.
I almost accidentally killed myself twice.
Okay.
Accident, fully, not on purpose. That sounds like I'm being sarcastic.
The thing with being depressed is that like it's my problem.
Me and Ian need help. They're on their way, here to slay, but they need some help.
Problem. So just like shut the fuck up because I don't want to like deal with it. Like I don't have to tell
you're
anyone.
Saying that as if we didn't text three people that work here and ask if we can get free talk space.
Yeah, we really need talk space. We got the ad. Jordan,
hey, talk space or anyone that's a therapist.
Please. Unless, yeah.
We think
please.
We both have mood disorders that are undiagnosed.
Oh, I definitely, like, I need to see a psychiatrist, like, so badly because I was, like, laying in bed. Well, it kind of started when I was making chicken and I put the chicken in the oven and I started, like, walking away from the oven because I was like, oh, my God, the oven's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. And then I was like, wait, like, that's not, like, a normal thought process. And then I was like, I don't think I have a normal thought process. And then I was sleeping in bed. And within a half an hour, I was like recreating Looney Tunes in my head and then like thinking that people were going to like come into my apartment and kill me. And so, like I have something going on that's not correct. And I like can't really get out of bed every single day. But yeah, what about you, Emmy? How are you feeling?
My phone automatically turns brightness down and I had like a literal 5-year-old freak out tantrum, started crying for no reason. And I was like, I'm gonna kill myself. And then I like sat there and then I was like, so I think I have some sort of mood disorder and probably should maybe figure that out. Cause that's not the first time.
Yeah. But I don't want to like, actually, I'm not afraid of being told what I have. Also, I just love being crazy, but also I don't want to be like, I'm fucking crazy. And then like say some mental illness I have that everyone else has that like, cause then like people who have that are going to feel bad. Cause they're going to be like, are you calling me crazy? And it's like, no, bitch, I'm just like not normal. Like my thought process is not normal. Also,
I'm just not normal.
No. In like a psychotic way. We also were talking about how we don't have like the thing in your brain that tells you not to do something.
Yeah. It's like, it's usually you think of something and then the line happens and then you do the thing.
And then the thought happens like, should I do this thing?
Yeah. And you like rationalize in your head that does not exist. Things just happen. And then I wonder when and why.
Yeah, it's like,
and
not,
that doesn't make any sense.
No, it does to me. Emmy, like we were walking and she just started kicking a door and I was like, did you like even think that you were kicking the door? Like, was there anything in your brain? Like when you're walking down a hallway and you kick a door randomly, like, is there anything in your brain that's like, I'm
Ian
walking down a hallway.
Turned for no reason in the car and just went, ah!
Yeah, it's like, I need to get things out. But it's actually like
Twitter for the rest of the episode.
Shut the fuck up. It's actually like not really even like a quirky thing. It's like actually so awful. Like there's nothing in my brain that stops me while I'm going from point A to point B. Anyways, let me go to the thing we were talking about. The first thing, also everyone is against me. First of all, shut the fuck up and eat a hot dog. Just grow up. I don't want to fucking hear it.
There, I better not see one single comment on this again that's like, Emmy doesn't like Ian. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of my face. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Everyone's against us, I think.
I have to keep asking him because I'll read it and then I'll be like, are we still friends?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to your house in 20 minutes.
So as I said already, for the people that are like, Emmy hates Ian so much, yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Like, why?
It makes me so sad.
Yeah, like, she also can't hate me. Like, we worked out. Like, we work out together.
Beauty gurus. Wait, no, fitness guru. We'll get into that. But the comments saying that I hate Ian. Are you me? No. So stop.
Well,
you're pissing me off.
Okay, but back to the hot dog.
We have a guest later.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, back to the hot dog. Just eat the fucking hot dog.
We haven't said one sentence, by the way.
No.
Fuck you. Hot dogs are good. I have no control of my brain. I just think
hot dogs are stigmatized.
This is horrible.
No,
this is bad.
It's not. No, you can't say that because then people are going to be like, yeah, it is. Back to the hot dog thing. This is like something I'm passionate about.
The hot dog thing is just like a one sentence.
No, but it's not I'm also like having an HRH collection moment where it's like, you don't fucking know.
Larry, eat a fucking pickle.
Yeah.
They're good. And if you don't like them.
Just shut the fuck up, Larry.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's not the fact that like they won't eat a hot dog. It's like the... Ugh, hot dogs, do you know how bad they are for you?
I don't care.
It's always the same girl that's outside of this girl outside of the club. She was like, oh, do you know how bad hot dogs are for you? And she was like talking to me. And then her friend was like, oh, sorry, like she's on ecstasy. Bitch, ecstasy and the cigarette you just fucking smoked is not any better for you than this hot dog, this fatty, ugly hot dog that I'm eating off the street.
Stick it on a bun.
Just fucking eat the hot dog.
Eat the hot dog. Also, Ian told me that I use like chicken nuggets. I hate the word chicken nuggets. I fucking hate the word chicken nuggets. Ian told me that I use them as a way to eat ketchup. Like, I don't eat ketchup with my chicken nuggets. I think I want to eat the ketchup, so I like just put obnoxious fucking amounts of ketchup. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just thought of it. Literally, whatever. Anyways, we got. I don't like.
You don't understand. Like, people just don't understand.
Too many things have happened since the last time we filmed, so I honestly like don't really know what's going on. My brain's going 300 miles an hour. My Adderall doesn't work anymore. I did take it today, believe it or not. I don't know what the fuck. We got blackout drunk at the Kissing Booth premiere, and if you don't like the Kissing Booth,
shut the fuck up.
I'm throwing up in my mouth, so why do you think that's happening, by the way? So I'm like, not really too sure.
We went to the Kissing Booth premiere. That's like an update. This is kind of just like memory lane.
What's been going on?
Yeah. So we went to the Kissing Booth 3 premiere. They had free drinks, and those drinks were good. The bartender lady, I'm not kidding, I went up to her at the end of the night. She said, "This is your 14th. And I was like, this isn't good.
It was free.
I always also feel so bad. I feel bad. We go to like events sometimes where it's free drinks and I never have cash on me. And then I'm like, I'm not going to ask this girl for the Venmo. Oh, we did get cash. We did tip.
We found a way to get cash.
Sometimes it's just hard and I'm not going
to
ask.
Emmy did overdo it that night though. Ian got it in my mind that it would be funny to be blackout drunk on the beach watching the Kissing Booth 3. I apologize if you were near me. I tried opening my popcorn, the whole bag exploded and it flew everywhere.
If you were near me, girl, everyone left. The movie started.
It was like me
left.
And seven other people, and we were the only ones who were drunk. So what was that about? And they couldn't get a plate past us because they had all these little snacks.
Oh, they had some hors d'oeuvres. And that shit was good as fuck.
Yeah.
And then I peed in an alley, and this man said, Hey, what are you doing? And I said,
you're saying an alley. Ian peed in front of a fancy restaurant on Pacific Coast Highway, and it was like a fence. I also did something really stupid. Ian, like, I was going to pee my pants because we all know I don't know how to do that, how to not pee my pants. But Ian's peeing not in an alleyway, so don't lie. It was in front of this building behind their fence by the dumpster, so like out in the open. And then I see the guard walking by, and I didn't know what to do. So I like in my drunk brain, I'm like, I'm going to pretend I don't know him. But we're on the side of the highway, and like I was the only other person. And obviously I like don't know anyone else because there's not anyone else there. And then he starts yelling at Ian, and I just was still trying to pretend I didn't know him. And Ian like peed on his leg because he had to like hurry up.
Oh, there was full denim on piss. It was piss in my overalls. And then we still like, did we go to Little Huddies that night? Something happened where we went somewhere.
We went to Norris.
Yeah. We still ended up
That was I think that was the night of the video where you were pole dancing and I was going, Ian, we're being book smart. I was so drunk filming Ian pole dancing and everyone was staring at us. No one was like vibing. It was just like me and Ian being book smart. I don't know like how else to word it. Like it was just like, and I was just me like yelling behind the camera. Super embarrassing.
If you're going to have a stripper pole at a party, expect me to be on it. Also, we were just talking when the cameras cut about like the downfall of like where we used to film our podcast space at. And like, there was definitely like some red buildings.
Red flags.
Maybe not just a flag, girl. It was a lot. I remember one day I found this thing that they posted on their Instagram reels and I sent it to Emmy and I said, so what the fuck do they mean? And it was this person and they said, and I quote, we are a new company that is new and doing things that people have never even thought of and building up new things in areas that don't exist yet.
It was just Taylor Kniff naked by the pool.
It was just a lot of words.
A drunk old man.
Did they think about putting a camera behind
the
No.
Basically,
they didn't.
I mean, you're not into the mic.
Basically, they did not, like they never established exactly what they were. We kind of just, like, went with the flow and trusted. And I think that, shut up. I don't know. I don't know who the fuck those people were. So they also thought I was Ian for a while.
Yeah, we also learned their names like 2 weeks before we even didn't have a podcast.
We had a good month run.
We did. It was a busy, busy month.
The trial ended.
Also, the next thing we have to talk about is that Emmy wants to be catcalled, but not that much.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't catcall women, obviously. Nobody twists this. And if you do,
it's my fault.
It's Ian's fault.
Because no one gets mad.
Obviously,
at me.
Don't catcall women. It's gross. But like, why does no one catcall me? Like, am I gross? Like, I don't want them to, because like, I don't know how to explain this. I like crave validation, obviously. And like, I'm like, no one cat calls me. Like, what's going on? So I've been like telling Ian, like, I just like, why? Like, I just want someone to cat call me just once. Not actually, like, it's gross. Don't catcall women. It's gross. Okay. I'm saying that, but I have problems. Okay. So I was so mad because the only people that are like weird to me usually are gay men. The amount of gay men that have grabbed my ass without consent. Like, also, I like, no, don't grab my ass. But anyways, we were at this Pink Floyd exhibit. And we were like getting a few drinks because that was like free. And then this like old ass man comes up. He's like, you're very beautiful. And I was like, thank you. And I had wine in my hand and I'm like downing my wine trying to get out of this conversation.
You definitely got drunk just by trying to get out of the conversation.
Yeah. And oh, who was sitting across from me not helping me? Brittany and Ian. That's so crazy. They were
They were both like this. He grabbed my dick anyways.
Let me finish. So anyways, he's like, you're so beautiful. Also, I'm deaf. I can't hear. Okay. And he literally asked if he can take me out. He's like 55, by the way. He asked if he could take me out. I couldn't hear him. I was like, what? And he's like, you heard me. I said, no, I didn't. That's why I'm asking what you said. And the whole time he's talking, his fucking hand is on my ass cheek. And he just is this close to my face being like, let me take you out. You're just so beautiful. Look at that. Oh, you're a little uncomfortable right now, aren't you, Ian?
Yeah.
He was that close to my face, grabbing my booty cheek, and nobody stopped him.
Okay, in my defense, if there were ever a situation.
I helped you yesterday.
Okay, but. If there was a situation where I seriously needed to do something, tell me.
Ian let me end up in a closet with five men in Bryce Hall the other day and made
We have to go into that. But what am I going to do? Am I going to walk in and say, am I going to go up to an adult man and go, hey, stop.
You're going to go, hey, so why is your hand on her ass?
And then he'd say, I'm so scared of men. I actually am like so terrified. Like I always just feel like I'm going to get beat up. Like you're not going to hit a girl. You know,
if you have a friend and you're standing across from her and there's an old man's crusty, wrinkly,
I did not see his hand
on her cheek. Well, you know why I didn't see it? Because it was on my ass behind me.
Well, what is the fairy god sister going to do next to you?
Say, hey, stop.
Say, hey, literally stop. This is so inappropriate.
Old man, wrinkly hand. And he was trying to take me out. And I said, I can't fucking hear anything you're saying. No, like, get the fuck away from me. Also, I ended up we were at a birthday party. I ended up in a closet with five men in Bryce Hall and nobody came to my, I can hold my own. I can like do my own thing. If I'm in danger, I can get myself out. Cause I'm like a girl boss and like super charming. So like, usually I can like charm my way out of things, but I'm in a closet with five fucking random men in Bryce Hall and nobody came to my rescue. And maybe 15 minutes go by and Straw Hat Dan knocks on the door and goes, oh, Ian wants Emmy. That was Ian's way of helping me, was getting Dan to come knock on the door and be like, Ian needs Emmy. And then Ian was just like, oh my God. I didn't know what to do.
First of all, I didn't know where you were.
Really hope I never get in a situation.
You went to a closet and I had no idea where you were because we were at a birthday party that was definitely at a Pure Space and like really fucking like on. And there was like,
there was a bucket of Doritos and like apples and like just like random, like, I don't, never mind.
Anyways, the thing is, I'm so, okay. So like when guys are at parties and like they're being weird and the girl stands up for herself, the girl can like scream at the guy and like get loud. And it's like not a big deal because the guy's not going to like hit a girl in front of everyone and make a scene. But I actually am so scared of guys because I don't want it to be like, well, I can't hit this girl and I'm angry. So let me go to her little fairy friend and beat the fuck out of him. Because that's always what I think is going to happen. Beat up, then what?
Watch.
Because once I get beat up, then what happens?
Wait, let me put my cardigan on. This is what I'll do. Hold on. I just have to do this because like my nipples are out. If Ian starts to get beat up, well, I don't need a mic right now.
If I ever get beat up, this is what
I'm someone beating up Ian.
That's what you're gonna
do. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be like, get off my friend.
So you got three swings in before you almost just fell over. So I think
does
my
this look
point.
Like a tube top?
I stand on my point.
Wee.
Bruh.
Fuck off.
Okay. Anyways, stop catcalling Emmy, even though she wants to be catcalled, but
unless
not
you're like hot and sexy. Like if you're a fucking old man. Also, just don't put your hand on my ass in general.
Also,
I think I've been grabbed by like two gay men on my ass in the past week.
It's like, dang, girl, that was yesterday.
Oh. Well, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Literally, if you're gay, it does not give you, like...
Yeah, there's a weird line. I don't know. I just... I don't want to sound rude. I'm not rude. Don't grab my ass.
I can say it mean. Basically, listen up, fairies. If you're a gay guy and you're out and about, it doesn't matter that you are not sexually attracted to a girl. It doesn't mean you can grab their boobs and touch their ass. Because I, like, there's always that thing when, like, you're the gay guy. This always happens to me where, like, girls are just, like, will just stand there and just be, like, and just get, like, butt-ass naked. And I'm, like... Hi, but like
where
that I don't want to say names, but that's happened with multiple people where they just like get butt ass naked. Wait, it's always just like odd because it's like I'm not attracted to the girls, but it's like I don't want to see your little tatas in my face. You know what I mean? So then I think that's what it comes from. It comes from guys being like, well, I'm not gonna fuck you, but I'm just gonna touch you everywhere because it doesn't matter. But it's like still yeah, like, don't do it.
Don't touch me. Not don't t- I don't know how to word it. Just don't grab my ass or touch my boobs.
I think
or
that's
my vagina. Not that anyone's ever grabbed my vagina. That'd be so weird. What if someone just walked through and like just don't touch me in my no-no spot. It's weird.
Anyways, should we get into
also I'm like once again, like don't catcall people. It's weird, but like if you're hot and sexy and really charming, you can like maybe you just woo or something to me.
If only, someone walked past me, I'm like, woo!
I'd go, oh my god, thank you.
Let's talk about... Should we go into our childhoods?
I almost accidentally killed myself when I was 12 and 5.
Okay.
I drank gasoline.
So, wait, let me like, segue, because we need to, like, segue this next section. So, basically, as a lot of you know, like, our whole thing is, like, we need help. And so I was talking with Emmy and I was like telling her things that I used to do as a child. A lot of them I actually, Emmy, come on. Okay. Next segment. So as you know, Emmy, please, I'm begging you. I want to fucking go home.
Go.
Well, you get closer.
I'm talking. Just go.
Get closer.
Go.
No.
Talk. Say your thing.
Me and Emmy are going to fight.
What are you doing?
Now it says, bitch, Emmy and Ian need help. Are you kidding? You call me an a-hole? Bitch, a-hole, Ian, stupid, need help? Welcome back to Bitch Emmy and Bitch A-hole Ian Stupid Need Help. Stop! Let's get into this fucking segment. We got to get the show on the road. Okay.
Me and Ian are doing military training after this.
We are doing that, but wait. Okay, so as you know, Emmy, if you have to pee and you can't think about anything but pissing, you need to fucking go so we can have a conversation.
I'm really scared. No, I'm going to hold it. I got it. I can hold it.
If you're going to have your eyes, if you're going to have your eyes towards the ceiling, like holding onto your fucking UTI puss, you need to just go to the bathroom.
My UTI is gone.
No, it's not. Emmy had a UTI. We didn't even go over that.
Yeah, I did. I had a UTI, as I suspected. I literally waited like 2 months, and I definitely got it at the Six Flags Water Park, but I'd go again. I went to Hollywood Urgent Care. I walked in. He said, pee in this water. Well, first, I was embarrassed, so I was going to like actually make up a whole like lie about like why I was there, because I didn't want to tell him I was peeing my pants, but then I just blurted it out. I was like, I can't stop peeing my pants. And then he said, pee in a cup. I peed in a cup. He looked at it. He said, girl. Well, he didn't say that, but I felt... the energy of that. And then he said, you have a UTI. Here, take some antibiotics. I did not take them correctly. Kind of just like spread them out.
It's not didn't take them correctly, but you didn't take them.
I did drink on them. Okay, I did not do that. I did take them, just not consistently.
Just like every 4 days.
Yeah, every 4 days I'd like just take one or two. I have acid reflux. But I haven't been peeing my pants as much.
That's good. That's really good. So should we get into...
It smells like weed.
Can we get through this fucking podcast? Anyways. Anyways, me and Emmy
really mean.
Emmy's being really mean to me, guys.
You can't just steal what I said.
Well, I'm stealing it.
A man stealing a woman's humor.
Anyways.
Because he can't fend guys, himself in this world.
Can we do this segment, please?
What segment are we doing?
Talking about why we're fucked up. Me and Emmy have problems, as you know. So we figured to let you in more on why we need help and why we are the way we are. We're going to tell you about some things that we did as children. Emmy, start off. We get it. You almost tried to kill yourself. Explain.
I like drank gas or something when I was like, I don't remember, I was 3 or 5. I just remember sitting next to the gas thing and my mom screaming and she's like, Emily!
Next
I
was to like, the gas thing? Were you just like fucking drinking out of the nozzle?
The red thing? Like the red holders? I don't remember.
Oh, the gas holders.
They were in my garage. And then the second time I was in my mom's car and I did not know that you like couldn't sit in a closed garage with a car on. Like who? No one taught me that, I guess. But I was sitting there for like literally 15 minutes. Don't know how I'm not dead. My mom comes out screaming and she's like, has the car been on the whole time? And I was like, yeah. Like, why?
Jordan. Anyways.
Pennywise.
I did a lot when I was a kid. I used to fart in cups underneath my bed. And one time my mom caught me. It was really embarrassing because she walked. I used to fart in a cup and sniff it under my bed. And I was like way too old to be doing that. Maybe like, actually, no, I was probably like 10. And so I was farting underneath my bed. And then my little feetsy feet were out of the bed. And my mom was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. And then I like tried to like throw the cup like underneath my bed like further. And then like it shattered. And that was really embarrassing. But I did used to fart underneath my bed. I also like pistachios. Like I wanted to fit in because everyone loved eating pistachios. And I felt really left out. And so I would eat the pistachios with the shell. And then someone was like, why are you eating it with the shell? And then I felt really embarrassed.
I used to pee in my trash can.
Oh, yeah. Emmy wanted, what did you want?
Okay. So there was this girl in my grade and she had her own bathroom. And then my best friend, Bridget, her and her sister had their own bathroom. I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, why don't I have my own bathroom? I had two bathrooms in my house. Just only one of them had a shower. And I don't know what the logic in my brain was with this. I just was so pissed off. I was like, I don't have my own bathroom. This is the worst day ever. So in my head, the solution to that was to piss in my trash can because it was like, this is my own toilet in my room. And my mom would only wake up like right when I was leaving and just be like, okay, bye. And I'd be like, bye. And my dad left like before like I even really was up to get ready. So nobody would come in my room. And then like a few days go by, my mom comes in. She's like, why does it smell like piss in here? And I was like, I don't know. Oh my God. It's because I was pissing in my trash can because I literally wanted it to be a toilet. So
what?
Basically, Ian used to cup his farts in his hand and smell it. And I used to piss in my trash can because I wanted my own toilet. We will see you next
One
week.
One time I took 13 ibuprofens because okay. I thought it would kill me.
I used to eat biotin and pretend it was Welch's fruit snacks because it tasted so good. And by that, I mean, I was literally like 17 and me and my sister were both eating them like they were Welch's fruit snacks.
One time I pissed underneath my bed in bottles and I also used to piss on towels. I peed in a bunch of water bottles and there's about 40 under my bed, and then my cousin came over to help me clean underneath my bed, and then it was really embarrassing because I had to like frantically dump piss bottles out the window. Also, I used to think that someone was gonna murder me, so I wouldn't use the bathroom and I'd pee outside. And one time my dad was like, why is there pee out the window? And I was like, I did not pee out the window, but it was snowing out and I forgot that like it would like show up that like my piss was in the snow. And then he was like, no, someone peed out the window because I thought someone was gonna murder me. And so I just peed out the window. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't know that you were gonna grow pubic hair when you aged, and I like nobody told me that you got pubes, and I literally was like 12 or something and I was like, why the fuck is there hair there? And we're leaving. Goodbye.
One time I got horny.
Where can we find the podcast?
Oh, you can watch this podcast on YouTube.
You can listen to the podcast every single Wednesday
and watch it every single Friday.
Rate it fucking 5 stars, guys. Come on.
And Apple will send you a $300 gift card. It works. I promise. Go read the reviews. Everyone's gotten their gift card so far. And you either get an Apple gift card or an Applebee's gift card.
Okay, guys, shut the fuck up. No one watched me.
Bye.
Everyone look away.
Watch. Come back next week for more.